Joining us is Balranaldshire Council General Manager Michael Kitzelman. Michael, a pleasure.
Great to be back online for you there, Fraser.
So we're speaking with you, Michael, to find out what is going on in the Balranaldshire Council. And we're going to start with some good news for Balranald's elderly community.
Yeah, so for those who aren't aware, the Balranaldshire Council runs the Bidgee Haven Retirement Hostel here in Balranald. And with this COVID-19 and the lockdown and the restriction to visitors to the hostel, we provided the iPad Pro down there at the hostel so that our residents could still keep in contact with their family with FaceTime or with video conferencing with Zoom or BlueJeans or one of those other systems. And it's amazing, Fraser, I tell you, not only have the residents embraced the technology, they've actually got a calendar, a schedule for when they can get on so they can contact their family. We need to send extra devices down to the hostel because it's so popular. So I love it. These are our elderly members of the community. They've embraced this technology and they're keeping in contact with their families. So for those of you out there that do have family living in Bidgee Haven Hostel, please jump on, do a FaceTime call for them. Do a Zoom meeting with them because it is really lifting the spirits and they've got a calendar going for when they can get their turn to conference with family. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's always something which is great. You've got to be able to keep in contact, and tech's not always the easiest thing for the elderly.
No, it's not. That's one of the challenges that we're all having. Now, with the change in circumstances, council has had to close its offices, and we're still working. We're still delivering the exact same services to community. The difference is we're now having to do it differently, and it's changing how we're going to engage with community. Last night, we had a council meeting, and one of the topics was how are we going to engage with community for getting informed about what community's wishes are for inclusion in the 2020-21 budget. And the enforced use of technology is causing a few challenges, but we're embracing it and we're going to make it work. And we're strongly encouraging community members out there, the radio station 3SH, tune in and listen to what's happening on a Wednesday. You'll get updates. We provide that information out there, but we also want the community members to know that our Facebook page, the council website, are critical points for getting information along with our newsletter, and we're still going to be engaging with you. We're just doing it in a different way, and we strongly encourage, please, if you hear of something going on, pass a message around to your family, to your friends, to get the information out there, because it is a little bit difficult at the moment, but it's still critical that we work together.
Well, some good news for this week, which is a nice change of pace. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Fraser. Have a lovely week. Take care of yourself and keep that social distancing.
Same to you, General Manager Michael Kitzelman from the Balranaldshire Council.